Well, hey, good morning. Thanks so much for joining the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Paul Pretty. I'm the student and the college pastor at our LifePoint Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, continuing in our Kingdom Citizen series, we jumped into Matthew chapter 6. And technically, we read verses 1 through 18, but we really studied and emphasized verses 9 through 13, which is the Lord's Prayer. But leading up to the Lord's Prayer, what we see is Jesus really addressing the heart motivation or the heart desire behind the religious or the spiritual things that we do. So for example, in verses 1 through 4, we see Jesus saying, look, don't sound the trumpets when you give for essentially the reward of people in this world, but rather when you give, do it in secret for really the reward of your Father. And when you pray, don't be all about praying in public so that people see you as righteous, but go into your room, shut out all the distractions, and pray to your Father who is in secret and really will reward you with his presence and through intimacy with him. And he says, look, when you fast, he talks about this in verses 16 through 18, fast and don't make yourself look sickly and so people know that you're fasting and that you're super righteous, but fast and make sure you still look good so that you're doing that in secret. Again, not for the reward of others, but ultimately for the desire for intimacy with God and for pleasing God. And the people that he's calling out for doing this, he calls them hypocrites, and he's really speaking to the Pharisees. And it began to really raise a question in me of, well, how do I know if I'm doing the religious thing or the spiritual thing for the right reason? And the reason that began to really stick out and jump out to me is because I was putting myself in the Pharisees' shoes. I think sometimes it's really easy to beat up on them, and oftentimes rightly so, but imagine if you're a 11, 12, 13-year-old boy in, you know, first century culture, and you decide, when I grow up, I really want to be a Pharisee. I would imagine what wasn't at the desire and the root heart to be a Pharisee at that time was, what I want to do is grow up and be a leader in a incredibly legalistic and loveless religion that will eventually lead me to a point that my heart is so hardened and so full of its own glory and pride that I will kill the Messiah whom I've been studying my entire life. And I know that sounds a little bit ridiculous, right? But you got to imagine going into that role. And maybe that's not always true, but going into that role, the desire wasn't legalism and loveless, really self-idolatry. It likely wasn't that intent. And so how do we know if we're immune to that, right? And so that began to lead me down a series of questions. And in the Lord's Prayer, what we see is that, look, Jesus is saying, look, this is how a kingdom citizen should be praying. It's not that we're bound to these specific words, but really this is the model of prayer. And what Jesus says elsewhere in the Gospels, in the Gospel of Luke in chapter 6, verse 45, Jesus basically says, look, out of the abundance or the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so if you were to think about what are the things that you spoke about most over the past 3 days, for example, was it politics and who's going to be president? Was it your work? Was it your kids and your kids' sports teams? And those can all be fine and good things, but do they point to what's truly at the center of your heart? Again, the words that we speak come out of an overflow of our heart. That's what Jesus says, and the same is true for our prayers. The prayers that we pray, the words that we speak to God come out of an overflow of our heart. And so what that suggests is that, look, the content of our prayers really reveal the desire of our hearts. And so as we looked at the Lord's Prayer, what we saw was just an emphasis on God, His glorious purposes, God and His will, His kingdom. And yes, there are aspects, really the second half of the Lord's Prayer is about us and what we need. It's give us this day our daily bread, right? Forgive us, help us forgive others, right? Deliver us from evil. All of these things which are right and good, but God is at the center of these prayers. It is a pleading and a longing for God, His presence, His purposes, His will. And so what we got to was, look, do our prayers long and desire for God more so than anything else? Or are our prayers really focused on us and the things that we have? and the comforts and the safety. What's the content primarily of our prayers, and what does that reveal then about the desire of our hearts? And I know that can be a really hard thing to begin to wrestle with. And again, I believe this series has been such a great opportunity for us to take an honest look and say, okay, what is it to live as a kingdom citizen? And in the same way, what is it to pray as a kingdom citizen? Well, look, on my own, I know I'm going to just epically fail in this. Maybe that's just me, but really where we landed was to have prayers that focus and desire God. We need hearts that are filled with God, because again, it's out of the overflow and abundance of our hearts that our mouths speak. And the only way to really have hearts that are filled and focused on God is obviously through Jesus, right? It's only through the gospel that Jesus promises he'll send us the helper. And so if you're a believer in Jesus, what that means is you've had the very Spirit of God placed inside of you, which means your heart actually is filled with God. But how often do we acknowledge that? How often do we lean on the power of the Spirit to really speak for us and to convict our hearts and to rearrange our priorities and to shift the ultimate focus and desire of our hearts? And if I'm looking at my own life and my own prayer life, I think there is such opportunity for growth here for me to settle the pride that is within me and say, Jesus, you promised that you would send the helper. And I know that as a believer in you, that's true of me, that right now I'm filled with the Spirit of God. And Holy Spirit, I need you to work in me in such a way that you would shift the desire of my heart, that you would focus my prayers on you and your kingdom and your glory beyond all. And as I pray for my circumstances, Lord, I would pray for things, but I would pray for things that would reveal your glory through my life. And so, church, I think we need to focus on that and ask God and ask the Holy Spirit to move and work in us in such a way that we are a people who prioritize God's will, God's kingdom, and God's glory above and beyond all things. But we need Jesus and we need the Holy Spirit. We need God to work in us in order to do that. Church, I just again want to say thank you for joining the DriveCast today. I hope you're able to join us again tomorrow. I'm going to go ahead and lead us in a short time of prayer and then encourage you to pray by yourself. So let's pray together. Father, again, we want to thank you for how glorious and how wonderful you are. We want to thank you that you have made us citizens of your forever kingdom. And God, we want to ask that you would help us have hearts that desire your kingdom above our own, that desire your will above our own and your glory above our own. God, as we ask for the things, and it is right and good to ask things of you, we are your children and we should come to you as a father. Lord, help us ask for things for the right reasons, that through the blessings that you give us, you would be glorified and magnified beyond the blessing. Lord, lead us to you, Holy Spirit, convict our hearts and redirect the desire of our hearts ultimately and primarily toward you and your purposes. God, we need you to do that in us, and we trust you to do that in us, because we come to you again in the authority and in the power of Jesus. Lord, we love you. And again, it's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. Again, I want to encourage you at this time to pray by yourself.